cultures of Native American, American Indian, Alaskan Native communities throughout the Northwest and beyond. The event features vendors, educational booths, food, entertainment, and more. Again, that's the 14th annual Dancing in the Square American Indian Day Powwow on Friday, September 27th from noon to 7 p.m. With grand entry at 3:30 p.m., the powwow will be at Pioneer Courthouse Square, 701 Southwest 6th Avenue in Portland. More information can be found at kbu.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
KBOO Community Radio holds open meetings concerning the operations and programming of KBOO in accordance with the requirements of the Communications Act of 1934 and certification requirements of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. The KBOO Board of Directors meets every fourth Monday at the station, but the September meeting on Monday, September 23rd, will be held at the Salvation Army Dining Room at 211 Northeast 18th Avenue in Portland at 6 p.m.
Good morning. Today is September 23rd, 2019, and you are listening to More Talk Radio. My name is Cecil Prescott, and this is, as you may know, as you will know, your community radio station, KBOO. And today is also not only September 23rd, but it's also John Coltrane's birthday. Well, yeah, yay. But we're not going to talk about John Coltrane today. We want to continue our conversation this morning about what we heard just a little bit about the climate strike last Friday, and how hundreds of thousands of people throughout the world made a stand about taking action. It was just over a little over a year ago that one young girl decided to skip school and sit in front of her parliament and on Friday. And for many weeks, she sat there alone. Sometimes she had, two or three of her friends, and gradually her determination helped. Certainly, she's not the only one, but help spark the world imagination to take action. Several months ago, before a gathering of those who supposed to know it all, she said, "Adults keep saying we owe it to the young people to give them hope. But I don't want your hope. I don't want you to be hopeful. I want you to panic. I want you to feel the fear that I feel every day. I want you to act. I want you to act as you would in a crisis. I want you to act as if the house is on fire because it is." Thank you, Greta Thunberg, for crying out that our house is on fire. Many of you were involved in the consumer in the climate strike this past week, and we want to take the opportunity for those of you who participated to call in and share your thoughts about what went well, what you learned, and what you did not learn. Were you inspired? And were you able to hear the voices of the generations that are following generations that have had so much control and inability to address a crisis? So a couple of questions for us this morning. One, share your thoughts about what happened this on Friday, and what was something that you learned from that? And second, are we following the lead of those who are urging us to act. So, one, share your thoughts about something you learned or heard, reflections about the climate strike on Friday. And second, are we following the leads of those who are calling us to act? And what is it that we must do? That's something that we are faced with each and every day. And what people are sharing with us is that we need to act, and we need to act now. So give us a call at 503-231-8187. And give us a call here and share your thoughts about the climate strike. I participated at the actions in downtown Portland, but I personally was inspired by the leadership of young people. And the ability for those of us who are older, particularly those of us who, those of us who are older, to stand back and follow the leadership of those who are younger. How are we doing that? Give us a call, 503-231-8187. Were you there? Share your thoughts on those actions. And, you know, we are going to take a call, and then we're going to ask you to share with us your resources to help inspire our community to continue to do the good work. 503-231-8187. What did you hear, or what were your thoughts on the climate strike on Friday? Let's go to a caller. Good morning, Lou.
Morning, how are you?
I'm well.
Did you make it to the demonstration on Friday yourself?
I did. Did you? And what were your thoughts?
Well, I was there, in fact, and some of us from Portland State got to talk to some of the Cleveland High School students who may have been on KBOO last week. And it sounds like there are a couple things for thoughts. Apparently, 20,000 people turned out. I think mainstream media said 5,000, so it was much bigger than reported. With Cleveland High School students, what we talked about was strategy, tactics, and timeline going forward. And I don't know if you have thoughts yourself about that, but part of it is also targeting media, including alternate media, vis-a-vis strategy, tactics, and timeline. Specifically, they asked us and we asked them, well, okay, there's a global movement, perhaps the biggest demonstration ever, for climate justice against global warming. What kinds of things can be done that are positive and will change things, either in terms of changing legislation in the United States, somewhat problematic since Trump is the biggest climate denier of the 200 countries, but also locally. And then what's the role of corporations in particular? We talked about Nestle, Coca-Cola out of Atlanta, as well as Walmart in terms of social justice. There's supposed to be a parameter in the Green New Deal of social justice overall, like in particular, how does pollution and capitalism exploit, destroy workers and poor people, not just preserving the environment? What thoughts did you have, Cecil?
So I'm going to ask, particularly you might be the right person to ask. You mentioned in terms of your discussion with the Cleveland High students.
Sure.
What were some of the things you took from what they had to say, and how can those of us who are older follow their lead?
Well, one of the things we did talk about, and it's not just a KBOO thing, although KBOO still has some listenership, but targeting local media in terms of TV stations, more commercial outlets, the newspapers, and the morning talk shows on KBOO, which seem to be increasingly syndicated nationally instead of locally focused. But in terms of the corporations, which is what we talked about, Nestle, Coca-Cola, the Cleveland High School students said they really liked Coca-Cola as a target. Coke, in particular, has opposed national bottle bill recycling legislation. There are 10 states, including Oregon, that has that law, but 40 states do not. And Coca-Cola, out of Atlanta, has been lobbying Congress not to have on federal bottle bill for recycling.
So let me ask you, in terms, because we need to share with some other people, in terms
I'm,
of
on the way out. Thanks.
No, don't. Oh gosh. Okay, Lou, don't hang up. when I'm asking you a question. But I want everyone to call and to share their resources with us here at KBOO, because not only are we talking about climate strike, but we are also involved in the movement for change, and you know, think globally, act locally. And one way you can act locally is by calling 877-500-5266 and become a member or renew your membership here at KBOO, because this is your community radio station. And we have people like Liz, who is here at 8:10 in the morning. Liz, are you there? Liz.
Good morning. Hey, how are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm really glad to be here. My name is Liz Schwartz. You're listening to KBOO. It's our fall membership drive. And I, like everybody else's voice you hear on the air, including Cecil's, we are all volunteers here at our community radio station. And this is also your community radio station. And I want to urge you to support your community radio station with your dollars as well as your attention. Please pick up that phone right now and call 877-500-5266 or go online to kboo.fm and become a member that way. We know that these programs are important to you, the programs that we play in our public affairs segments every weekday morning from 9 to 12. We know that a lot of you are still listening to us who are also listening to Democracy Now!, which was on from 7 to 8. We know that KBOO is a large part of how you get your news. And if that's true for you, now's the time to show your support. Put a dollar value on what KBOO means to you. And we can't tell you how much that is because, you know, it's a personal thing. But me, personally, I became a member at $60 a year. That's $5 a month. And I set it up through a monthly electronic funds transfer. And that's a safe, secure way to become a member. We don't have to bill you. You don't have to remember to pay us. No. It just happens automatically. 877-500-5266. $5 a month for me is a manageable amount of money. Now, there have been times in my life where that was not so manageable because I'm a freelance starving artist type. So we understand if you're if you live on modest means and that number doesn't work for you, then pick a number that does. Everybody can contribute something. 877-500-5266 or online again at kboo.fm. Or you know what? We love it if you just come on into the station and meet us in person. You can write us a check or give us your credit card number or hand us a wad of bills. Whatever works for you. We're located at 20 Southeast 8th. We're just next door to the Jupiter Hotel. We're just off of Burnside in inner Southeast Portland. We'd love to meet you and say thank you in person because you are the lifeblood that sustains this community with your financial support. Cecil, what do you think about that?
I think that's excellent, you know. And, you know, everyone has a birthday.
Really?
Yeah.
You sure about that?
Well, most of us do. So, you know, we can give ourselves a birthday present because if you're already a member and, you know, $5 a month, as you suggested, is something that's manageable for many people.
Mm-hmm.
But for your birthday, if you're already a member, why don't you increase your member $1.
Hey, there's an idea. You can always increase the amount that you give, or even better, instead of getting a gift for yourself on your birthday, how about give a gift of a membership for somebody else who maybe can't afford it? 877-500-5266 or online at kboo.fm. We're going to get back to the show now. Thanks so much.
Hey, thank you, Liz. And thank you all who are members who are planning to become members. Climate change is happening. This past weekend, hundreds of thousands of people throughout the world stood up and proclaimed their voice. What we want is not hope, but for people to panic and realize that our house is on fire. What were some of your thoughts from the actions this Friday, and what did you learn? Our number is here, 503-231-8187. And let's go to our next caller. Good morning. Good morning.
Who is it? Me?
It is you.
Hi, this is Camilo.
Hey, Camilo.
You didn't say my name, so I didn't know.
I know. Our screen went blank, so I was just, is someone out there?
Good morning. I was at the march. What I want to talk about is the messaging.
Okay, yeah.
I'm not going to claim that there's any single message that should prevail. And I just want to characterize sort of two distinct messages. First, that the idea that our house is on fire, I think that is a recognition that this is not a catastrophe that's coming, it's a catastrophe that's already here.
Yes.
And it doesn't say anything about what the predictions are for finding a solution to putting out the fire, because we really don't know. We really don't know how long it's going to take, or even whether it's possible for us to prevent a collapse.
Yes.
So what I'm concerned about is that the messaging, which is suggesting, well, we have a narrow window and we have to act on it as soon as possible. It's an alarmist message trying to motivate people. I'm not saying that there isn't clear indication that we must act and that we're obligated to act. I'm just saying that don't act with the expectation of a particular outcome. We're doing this because it's the right thing to do. And as was said in so many of the signs and by McKibben earlier, that we're trying to change the whole system. We really need to change the entire civilization that created this dilemma.
So let me ask you, so you can clarify a little bit more. So are you saying that the alarmist message is proper, or it should be changed?
I think it's improper, because it suggests that if we act soon enough, we can solve the problem.
Oh, okay.
But we don't really know that. I
solve
start
the problem,
with the position.
Not solve the problem that will end global warming or anything.
We don't know.
Yeah.
We don't know if that is really sufficient to prevent a complete collapse of the ecology and society.
Right.
But I start with the proposition that it's already too late.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
Once you accept that, you need to grieve. You need to come to grips with your feelings, the depths of your pain for the world. And then once you do that, you're liberated, and you're free to devote yourself to moving beyond the grief to working on experiencing the joy that is in the world in this moment, to try to preserve that as to the extent that we possibly can.
Okay, I'm trying to write as fast as you speak, and you're saying so many good things. Let me ask you, in terms of, you said it's too late for what?
Well, there are climate scientists who say that there are certain feedback mechanisms that are in place that cannot be reversed.
Mm-hmm.
You heard earlier Bill McKibben said that even if we succeeded in everything, we're still not going to stop global warming.
Right.
So, you know, there's in all likelihood, even if we succeed at keeping the temperature rise to 1.5, that it's not going to stay at 1.5. Mm-hmm. It's going to go on to 2 and 3
yes.
and 3.5.
Mm-hmm.
And when it reaches 4, it's curtains.
Right. So also you're saying that we need to recognize it and to move beyond our grief, and then begin, only then can we begin to experience, and I think you mentioned joy even?
Yes,
indeed. How is that possible? I mean, how do we move beyond grief, and what is it that we experience when we move beyond?
Well, first of all, I'll recommend Joanna Macy and her books, Active Hope,
mm-hmm.
Reengaging with the World, the work that reconnects.
Okay.
And she discusses this in depth. And I think that if you don't acknowledge your feelings and your grief about this, and you believe in some sort of hope, then in all likelihood, you're going to be disappointed because the solutions are not going to work. But if you accept your pain, that will allow you to recognize where you are in the moment, not hope for some uncertain future. Mm-hmm. And once you have achieved that kind of acceptance, then you're liberated and you can feel joy in your connection to the earth, to your mother, to the glorious things that still are present in that kind of connection with the natural world. And that is joyful.
Hey, thank you so much, Camilo. We'll continue our conversation later. And thank you for putting it in such a way that I think people can understand and be moved to action.
And respond to. You know, we talk about things that try to give us some joy. We talk about ways to make a connection, and we even discuss ways to make our carbon footprint less prominent as we become more active in cleaning up our environment. And by environment, I don't mean just the world environment. I mean our personal environment, our mental, emotional, spiritual environment as well. And this may seem like a no-brainer, but supporting KBOO is one of those things.
Yes.
You know, that makes that connection. Now, if you're an activist, but you're running out of time in your day, slices of the hours and slices of the minutes where you're trying to get something significant done, well, how about you exponentially grow your activism by supporting KBOO? I mean, there it is. You've done all you can possibly do to decrease your carbon footprint. Well, supporting KBOO is one way you can increase your activism.
That's right, Celeste. Thank you for reminding us about how easy it is to become an activist online. My name is Liz. I'm a volunteer here, and we are asking you to become a member of KBOO during our fall membership drive by picking up your phone and calling 877-500-5266 or go online to kboo.fm. You know, there's a lot of disparaging remarks made about what's called armchair activism, you know, but it is something, it's a beginning. It's a way to show that you support your local community radio. You're getting information and news from KBOO that you don't get anywhere else. And those of you who are longtime listeners of Cecil and Celeste's show, More Talk Radio, every Monday, you know, we know that this program matters to you because you're tuning into it right now. So pick up that phone, put a dollar amount on your support for KBOO, and you get to decide what that amount is. Me, I suggest $5 a month. That works for me, but it might not work for you. Maybe you're of more means than I am. Maybe you can afford $10 a month. Hey, there's an idea.
Maybe you can afford your hourly wage.
Hey, enough. There's an idea too. Yeah, suppose you make, say, $15, $20 an hour. What if you gave 1 hour's wage per month to KBOO? That's a terrific way to link your activism with your own personal connection to the world. And your living wage is one way to remind you that your dollars go further when you support community radio. 877-500-5266. Speaking of supporting community radio, I want to give a big shout out to Nancy Ewell in Portland.
Yay.
She upped her monthly membership. That's an even better way. Yeah. No, I shouldn't say it's not better. It's just a cool thing.
Another way. Way.
She was another way. Exactly. Yeah. And I also want to thank Jane in McMinnville.
Yay.
Hey, hearing from McMinnville, who renewed her membership. Thank you, Jane. Thank you, Nancy. Hey, I want to give a shout out to listeners elsewhere in our listening area. We haven't heard from Hood River this morning. I want to hear from Hood River. I want to hear from Camas. I want to hear from Orchards.
Klatskanai.
I want to hear from Klatskanai, just because I like saying the name.
I do too.
Klatskanai.
It's like Philomath.
Philomath. I want to hear
good
from
in your mouth.
Exactly.
You know?
They do, don't they? I want to hear from Albany and Woodburn, and I want to hear from, how about this, Ilwaco. Anybody in Ilwaco out there? We want to hear from you. How about Vancouver, the Couve?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
We want to hear from all of you because we know we have listeners in all all those areas. And we know that KBOO matters to you because you're listening to it. 877-500-5266. Or once again, go online. Don't forget, you can do this while the program is happening. You don't have to wait until I'm out here yakking at you and saying, hey, pick up the phone. You can do this anytime. 877-500-5266 or go online to kboo.fm. And thank you.
Hey, thank you. Thank you, Liz.
Mm-hmm. So earlier, we had a conversation, you know, Lou will try to cram a whole bunch in your ears and then he runs away before you can have a meaningful dialogue sometimes. But he did say something that was important, and that was about the young people being engaged in calling corporate entities into account. And I thought it was really interesting. I don't know if you got a chance to dig a little deeper in that article that I shared with you about Amazon workers trying to get engaged with climate change. But it's interesting that Jeff Bezos has people who are working for him, which seem to be working even at odds to his company, because with Amazon taking over a lot of its own deliveries, mm-hmm. it's expanding its quote-unquote carbon footprint. Yet at the same time, employees are becoming some of the most engaged tech activists, climate activists there are. And so we do want to look at our local businesses and support those that are trying to make a change, but we don't want to forget our global corporations and find ways to hold them accountable as well. But we do have a couple of callers online. Let's see. Nope, we don't have the names on the screen, so we're just going to say good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning. It's
Hello?
You. Listening.
Hello.
Yes.
Yes.
This is Mike.
Hi,
good morning,
Mike.
Yeah, but I'm getting an echo.
Well, I don't think there's anything I can do about that. I'm just sitting in a room with a microphone, but we can hear you nonetheless.
Well, maybe it's my flip phone. I'm a 71-year-old man, white man. I live up here in Longview. I love you guys. What I want to talk about and run past you guys is the utter lawlessness of the Republicans and what they're doing. I mean, it's just that, you know, starting with the very when Obama was still in office, came time for him to appoint a Supreme Court justice. Oh, no way. They put the kibosh on that, some kind of new version of the nuclear option or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And they bandy terms like that around. And it's just how much lawlessness are we, you know, the only thing we've got left, they've got the media, they've got the Supreme Court by hook or by crook, and it through total lawless means. When are people going to wake up and realize they are behaving in a lawless manner?
The only thing I can say to that is just to continue to remind friends of yours, get them information, and, you know, keep sounding the clarion, because there are a lot of people who believe that the Trump administration is doing good for the country. I mean, there are people who are looking at this particular economy that we're in now, and they're calling it a strong economy, and Trump is, you know, throwing his chest out and puffed up about what he's done about it, whatever that was. And people are going to believe that because that's what they choose to believe. But, you know, you keep trying to give them information. You don't get in your in their face and wag your finger. You just give them some articles. You know, you can cite some statistics and hope they wake up, because I have no answer. What I'm doing, right, the best I can do in my activism is bring news and guests and information and authors and what have you and topics to the airwaves, and hopefully provide a resource for people when they're looking for alternative news and information to share with folks.
Hey, I think one thing that's... Yes, go ahead, sir.
Yeah, well, Celeste, Cecil, I've actually done that, and you know what's distressing to me about it is people that I consider friends and acquaintances and stuff. I talked to a fellow here the other day they don't, not so much they support Trump, but they immediately go on, well, if Hillary had got elected, we'd all be in handcuffs and we'd all be in some kind of lockup. And I look at him, I kept, come on, buddy. Come on. I know you're in a wheelchair, but mentally and emotionally, you've got to know the difference between right and wrong in there somewhere. But that's what people do. Yeah. He is diffused and thrown things so far out of hand. They say they support him, and the very next sentence that comes out of their mouth is about somebody that he's bad mouthed or done bad. Look at what they've done. John Kerry. So many people over the years, and that's their attack, 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 attack. Mm-hmm. And you're right. I'm listening to what you're saying. I'll get off my lazy surplus and try to do what I can. I really will. I mean, I'm probably in better health now than I've ever been in my life, but that's because I finally cleaned up about 3 years
ago. All right. Oh, well, good. And listening to KBOO is part of that cleanup action.
I love KBOO, and I love you guys, Celeste, Cecil. You guys are wonderful. But that was my point that I wanted to make. I mean, you know, if you have a question, I'll
know. That's all.
Hang up.
Okay, well, thanks for your call.
Hey, thank you. Thank you so much. And, you know, whether you're 71 or 17, mm-hmm. you can all be a part of this community.
Yeah.
And as we talk about, you know, we began our conversation this morning about climate change and climate strike and what we can do, there is so much we can do. And you can begin by going to kboo.fm,
mm-hmm.
clicking on donate.
Or calling 1-877-500-5266.
Yes.
And make a pledge.
Make a pledge. Make a
pledge. Become a member. Become a member.
Yeah, you know what?
If you've never been a member.
It's not a pledge, actually. It's a contribution.
Contribution.
It's a partnership.
It's a partnership and a contribution, and it's an investment in your community radio station. And that's a really important thing. You know, a pledge sounds like something you give to charity. It sounds like a one-time deal. But a commitment to KBOO, a commitment to being a KBOO member and supporter, is something that is ongoing. And one way that you can do that is to become a monthly sustaining member. You choose the dollar amount that works for you, say $5 a month, maybe $10 a month, or as Celeste suggested earlier, a month's an hour's wage per month. So if you make $20 an hour, $20 a month, and you decide the number, and you become a sustaining member. So you're giving us that same amount every single month. It's a terrific way to support the station and keep our finances healthy so that we can continue to bring you the programming that matters to you. Yes. 877-500-5266. I want to go back to something that the previous caller talked about feeling that the alarmist message was not proper. I was thinking back to the days of the nuclear freeze. You guys remember that in the 80s? And how scared everybody was to even talk about what was going on with nuclear weapons and nuclear
power. Well, how about take it all the way back to the 50s?
Sure. If you remember back that far, absolutely. But I was just thinking about, you know, in terms of the activism, I was of an age to start becoming an activist back in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember talking about this with all of my friends, and they were saying, well, but what's the point? I mean, we're all just going to get blown up tomorrow. We have no control. And people were terrified. And that was what they were frozen into, inaction. Mm. So I want to encourage you to thaw.
Hey, I like that.
Thaw. Pick up that phone. Melt away your inaction right now. 877-500-5266. Yes, the situation is dire. And yes, we should be scared. But no, we should not just sit there and be scared, because there are things that can be done. Mobilizing your own community, your circle of friends. If demonstrations and being in big crowds is not your thing, and it isn't for all of us, you know, there are other ways to become involved. You can have discussions in your home, or you can go online and be involved in all kinds of activism.
You can write letters.
You can write letters. There's just so many ways that you can show your support for a greener world and a cooler planet. 877-500-5266. And at the same time, you know, since I'm mentioning our phone number, you know, supporting KABU. We know that this programming matters to you. We know that where else on your dial this morning are you able to call in and talk to somebody on the radio about how you feel about climate change?
Yes.
You may be getting news about climate change elsewhere, but you're not able to actually interact with the people on the show.
And get ideas and get inspiration.
And get ideas and inspiration. Exactly. 877-500-5266 or go online, KBOO.FM. We're going to go back to the show, Celeste and Cecil. Give us some more ideas and inspiration.
All right.
Hey, you know, it is, we all have a role to play. And no one is so powerless that they cannot make a change. We began our show by remembering that a little over a year ago, Greta was sitting outside in front of her parliament by herself.
A youngster.
Yeah.
A young person. And now we're having the youth summit.
Well, we're having our climate leaders, change.
We're having the youth leaders at UN have their youth summit on climate change at UN headquarters.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's a year later. So that's progress. And, you know, that's how you think of it. You think about what is the next step you can have? What is the next step you can do? And one of the things that I might suggest is we hear that the university system in California has divested in fossil fuels. Well, how many universities and colleges are here in Portland?
Yeah.
Pick one. Write them letters. Pick another one. Write them letters. Pick the mainstream news or media outlet of your choice.
You
write
know,
them letters.
Well, not only writing letters, and maybe it's important to do that and to let them know that this is what you're concerned about. But you are a part of community. We all are part of community. So you may not have been into a university in the last 30, 40, 50 years and have no connections, but you are connected to a community. So you can begin to ask questions about how we use our resources. What things can I do? What community am I a part of? Are you a part of a social club? Are you a part of a community group? Are you a part of a neighborhood association? And follow the leadership of those who are asking us to panic. Our house is on fire.
Mm-hmm.
And can we step back and follow the leadership? You know, right now at the United Nations, not only youth, but leaders are speaking all over the world. Well, except the President of the United States, he won't be there.
Well,
but
we don't really need him right now. We don't need him right now. He's a distraction.
Our next caller is waiting to speak, so let's have her give us a call. Good.
Hello?
Yes,
hello?
It's you.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, you are on the air.
Hi, good morning. I'm glad you guys are having this discussion. It's very important considering that we are all air breathers and water drinkers on this planet. What I learned about this march, that we have young and old people all over the world concerned and fighting for their future to live on planet Earth as air breathers and water drinkers. And what we know is that the administration has rolled back very important protections to deregulate herbicide use, insecticide use, and pesticide use around our waterways, to deregulate methane, deregulate fracking. We now have a blob of hot water that blankets the Pacific Ocean from Alaska to California, the hot water from Maine to Florida in our oceans. What I have learned is CO2 going up means O2 is going down. What folks heard me about in this march is that a lot of these folks in the streets, you know, are underage. They do not even have their driver's license yet. But what they were acknowledging is that they have three times a day, most people who aren't food insecure can make a difference and inspire their family and friends every time they pick up their fork, because what they put on their fork matters. Large-scale animal agriculture has decimated, degraded, and undermined our ability to continue to survive on our planet. But three times a day, if you're not food insecure, you can have a choice about what you put on your fork, okay? And by eating lower on the food chain and taking cows, pigs, and chickens, and factory farmed fish off your diet, and eating lower on the food chain, we will all live longer on the planet. It takes 2,100 gallons of water to make 1 pound a burger. So when you go to McDonald's and you buy that burger for a buck, you got to think about the ecological cost that it's in our physical, biological health. That it is costing us a lot more than a buck, and these corporations need to be held accountable.
So let me ask you, since you raised these very important points and also made reference to the climate strike this past week, was there anything you learned from the leadership of young people that you'll take forth in what you're doing?
Yeah, I learned that they care passionately about the planet and about their future, and they care passionately about the 65 billion farm animals that are slaughtered every year and have no voice under the law at all. I mean, we are all biological beings. This planet is made up of human animals and non-human animals. That's
it. Hey, thank you so much.
They make their list of demands. Mm-hmm. Large-scale agriculture, they have to include the word animal.
Hey, thank you so
much. Subsidies for large-scale animal agriculture.
Thank you so much for your thoughts and for your activism.
Well, thank you for yours. Goodbye.
Okay, goodbye. Our number is here at 503-231-8187. We began our conversation this morning by talking about climate strike and what we are doing in our world and how we are learning, particularly from younger people. Are we able to step back and allow others to take leadership? In the meantime, as we do that...
Well, you know, I just want to throw in here really quickly. We're not, like, trying to step back. They're stepping forward.
Right.
They're in some ways stepping over us.
Well, maybe that's what I'm asking. Can we... You know, well, we'll continue this.
Yeah.
This conversation.
Yeah.
But you know what we need to do?
Yeah, we need to encourage people to become members.
You are listening to us
right now. Yes,
and,
you are.
And you know what you can do? You can do what I do. It's really easy. It's like become a member and a monthly pledge, and it's taken out automatically each month, and it's...
Cecil, before you go any further, I just want to throw out that phone number, 877-500-5266. Okay, go back to what you were saying.
Hey, so what is that phone number again?
What is that phone number? Let's say it all together. 877-500-5266. Or go online to KBOO.FM and show your support for Cecil and Celeste and More Talk Radio. Show your support for KBOO's public affairs and news programming, which is unlike anything else that you will ever hear on your local radio waves or over your local interwebs.
Yeah,
is there such a thing as a local interweb?
Well, I would think so.
Interweb
is local, and so if you're part of KBOO, you're part of that interweb.
That's right. But you know, there's a difference between listening to KBOO and
supporting
KBOO.
It. That's right.
Listening is the first step, obviously. I mean, why would you support something you don't even listen to? Mm-hmm. But, you know, becoming a supporter of KBOO means that you're making an investment in your community radio station. And your community radio station, the operative word there is community. You are part of our community. Mm-hmm. And this radio station exists because of your support. You know, 80% of our funding comes directly from individual listeners just like you. So let's say you are a late riser and you're having breakfast right now. Let's say you're commuting to work. Let's say you're already at work. Let's say wherever you're at this morning, whatever you're eating for breakfast, if you're getting your kids ready to go off to school, however your morning is shaping up, you are part of KBOO's radio community, and as such, we need your support. We cannot exist without it. 877-500-5266. So here I am. I'm presenting the case here.
Okay.
This is, this is sort of analogous to the climate action summit, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So we're presenting the facts. The facts are that KBOO exists on your donations and your contributions and your investment. And the facts are that we need you to step up right now. We only come to you a few times a year. It's not very often. We try to limit it as much as we can. We try to sweeten it up by all of this fun banter. But the reality is, you know, we are here for a reason. And we know that this programming matters to you because you are listening to it. So pick up that phone right now. 877-500-5266. You know, I sent out a call earlier to hearing from people in the more far-flung reaches of our listening area. Still haven't heard from anybody in Hood River. How about the Dalles?
The Dalles.
Haven't heard from anybody.
Well, how about
Dallas? How about Dallas?
Yes.
Yeah, the Dalles and Dallas both. Mm-hmm. Why not? You know,
Baker City.
Wheeler.
Baker City or
Tillamook.
Wheeler or John Day.
Oh, yes.
Hey, John Day. Mm-hmm. I like John Day. It's cool out there.
Oregon City.
Oregon City. Yeah.
Represent.
How about all those places near the coast?
Hey, Gladstone.
Yeah, Gladstone. Mm-hmm. Happy Valley. Make us happy, Happy Valley. You clearly know how to do that. Yeah.
Make yourself happy
and make us more financially solvent so that we can continue to bring you all this incredible programming. 877-500-5266 or once again online at kboo.fm. Cecil and Celeste, we're going to throw it back to you now, but remember, you can continue to show your support for KBOO during the show, after the show, online, anytime. And thank you. If you've already become a member, you renewed your membership, thank you so much.
And you know, one thing that reminds us, you know, of our topic this morning, climate strike, what is so inspiring is that people are taking action. As you become a member of KBOO, you are taking action, and we are making change together. And that's the glorious thing, because we know that we are not in this alone.
That's right. Together and united.
There's a community.
We are unstoppable.
Our numbers... Again, just to remind you, 877-500-5266 for become a member or increase your pledge.
All right. Well, let's go to a caller. We've got about 14 minutes left in the show or less. So let's go to Arthur. Good morning. You're on the air.
Hi there.
Hello.
Hi.
Yes.
Okay. I like to say that denial of global warming is an act of war. President Trump's biggest lie is when he says, "I don't want war with anybody." It's his biggest lie, and he and the leaders, particularly at the top of our industry, they want this devastation to occur. I believe that.
Why?
I believe they won't do anything to stop it or turn around it. They probably very well could direct the industry in the ways that would reduce the impact of global warming, and they don't want it to happen. They want the devastation to occur. I believe that.
And they want it, why?
Because they're wealthy. They don't relate to anyone outside of their inner millionaire circle. Mm-hmm. They're privileged in luxury and fancy lives and people outside, and we're just a burden to them, especially the president. Especially, he does not care about this country or its people.
So
he doesn't care about anyone around.
So help me understand, because I can understand being selfish, just caring for yourself, but you know, if the world is burning up, I mean, don't we
have
to?
He knows it's burning up. He knows it's burning up, and he doesn't care. He wants it to happen. And if we get, if he gets into office again in 2020, it's I believe it, World War III, we're headed for it. Just another way for him to reduce the population of people that he doesn't, he thinks are in his way.
Mm.
He just wants slaves, he wants workers, he wants consumers and cannon fodder, and the rest of us can just be dispatched with however.
Well,
that's
I think
the way I think about him.
I think it's time for the president, and, you know, we've had... And all of us over a certain age, just to move on, and well.
Well, the population of the Earth is overwhelming a lot of our resources and our standards of living. That's true.
Not really. It's just the way that we allocate them. I mean, you know, the fact is, if
yeah,
we really cared to make
allocate.
Sure we
yeah.
people had water, clean water, they would have it. But we,
yeah,
you know,
exactly.
we're not doing that.
Hey.
No, we spend our money on luxuries.
Right.
And luxury travel, luxury cars, luxury homes, luxury vacations.
Well, some of us are spending our money on just trying to eat and survive because we're not making enough money. But the point is the powers that be are not doing it. But, you know, what we can do is just keep sounding the alarm. We can just keep connecting with folks. And we can recognize that we're not helpless. We, you know, and therefore, and I want to echo something that Camilo said. You know, we have to take some of this shrillness out of this alarm so that it doesn't keep us in a state of panic, but rather in a state of action and engagement. You know, you can repeat this news and you can repeat this truth to a point where you push yourself into a state of panic, and we don't want to do that.
Well, why not?
No, I wouldn't panic.
No, I want to be deliberate and conscious and making smart moves. I don't want to be in a panic.
Well, okay. Well, I think
I hear what you're saying about we need urgency.
Okay,
we need urgency because it's past being an emergency. But I don't want
to... Well, I think that the leaders at the top really aren't going to stand by and let the worst of it happen.
Well, some of them,
and
most
they
definitely
know that
do.
Some, but most at the very top, including especially the president.
Well,
all right,
yeah.
Thanks for letting me share that with you.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, thank you so much for sharing and for your strength of conviction. So, what are your thoughts, Celeste? Were you observations? Do you think that some of us who are older are ready to pause and allow others to take the leadership because of our failure to make action? I mean, it just occurred to me that since 1992, we've had presidents who've been baby boomers, and it looks like we'll continue that pattern. So, you know, Gen Xers, they'll never be president. And you have younger generations. And when is it that those of us who are certainly part of the problem, when will we decide that we just have to hand it off to next generation?
You know...
Or do we?
You know, we need to let those who have new methods of dealing with these problems step forward or allow them to step forward unimpeded by us.
Hmm.
You know, either our slow-moving bodies or our slow-moving minds, we need to get out of the way and let them take over, you know, because that is kind of that's the cycle of life. You know, old wave is receding and a new wave is crashing onto the shore.
Mm-hmm.
And we need new ideas to deal with these problems because some of our old ideas have not solved them yet.
Okay.
You know, but with regard to our leaders and them not doing anything about it, just recognize that if the world gets destroyed, their plan is to remake it in their own image. And so our task is to prevent them from destroying the world by most means possible.
Hey, let's see what our final caller has to say. Michael, share some wisdom. Good morning, Michael.
Hello.
Michael, are you there? Okay, Michael isn't there.
Okay. Well, you know, it's good to hear that a lot of people are supporting the young folks as they are stepping up and taking charge, which is both their duty and their honor. You know, I'm glad that they are making these moves. I think we do need to step out of the way, and we need to aid them and support them. The thing, though, is we have to keep this energy moving forward. And one of the things we can do is keep our young people encouraged and not discouraged. And okay, our caller's back, so let's try it again. Got about 2 minutes. Good morning, Michael. You're on the air.
Testing. Can you hear me?
Yes,
we can.
Okay. So people say this is a huge emergency, but it doesn't seem to me like they act like it. There's this thing that's been known since the 90s that if you added soluble iron to the ocean, it would vastly increase the amount of plankton growing, and plankton pull CO2 out of the atmosphere, build their skeletons out of it, and when they die, the skeletons fall down on the ocean floor and become limestone. So this is this massive biological way to pull CO2 out of the atmosphere, and yet when this is suggested, people are like, oh, well, we don't know what the side effects are. Oh, this could be bad. And it seems to me like people are saying the house is on fire, the fire department pulls up, and all of a sudden they're worried that the water will ruin the couch. Well, the house is on fire. If this is such an emergency, why aren't people acting like it's an emergency? I don't see why there isn't a Manhattan Project about this iron in the ocean thing to find out for sure that it works and how to do it and get it working right away. If it's such an emergency, why aren't we acting like it?
Well, you know, I think one of the reasons is people are not entirely sure that that's a long-term solution. There are those who say, well, okay, it might work as a short-term solution, but we don't know that it's going to be a long-term solution, and we haven't tried it yet because I think people are a little concerned about making another mistake. But you're right, it's like the things that we do know we're not doing. I mean, one of our presidents who made big steps in trying to address energy use, according to some people's estimation, was Billy Carter. I mean, Jimmy Carter.
Billy Carter.
Wow. I think about Billy Beer. But Jimmy Carter, who wanted to use solar and wind power. Now, he still was down with coal and nuclear power. But, I mean, maybe that's one of the reasons why, because people are afraid. But, I mean, you bring up a good point. We're not acting like it's an emergency.
Hey, thank you so much.
Let me say one more thing.
Well, really quickly, then we got to go.
Yeah, 30 seconds.
If it worked, it wouldn't be a short-term solution. There is more iron on this planet than there is any other element. There's a ton of iron. You know,
well, it's not how much iron there is. It's about how long the effects would work and how much iron we'd have to keep adding to it. I was looking at this article in Cosmos magazine, science magazine, but it's a good idea. You know, we need to use what we do have, the technology. But thank you so much for calling back, Mike.
Sure.
Hey, and Mike and everyone else, hey, our number, Liz, is 877-500-5266.
This is the last chance you have to show your support for Cecil and Celeste and More Talk Radio on this Monday morning. Don't waste this opportunity.
Do not waste.
Call right now, 877.
I want you to call.
500-5266.
5266 or go online to kboo.fm. Speaking of somebody who called in, I believe this was one of your callers earlier in the show. Thanks to Camilo in Northeast Portland.
Right, Yay!
Way to go, Camilo. Thank you so much. And there's an example of somebody who interacted with the show and interacted with the station and became invested in his community radio station. Camilo can do it. You can do it.
That's
we can
right.
all do it. Oh, and also, I got somebody else for thanking you. Yay! Let's thank Kenneth.
Thank you, Kenneth.
Now, Kenneth was already a current member. He has updated and increased his membership.
Oh, great!
That's another way that you can further your support for the station. And we thank both of you,
Wonderful.
Kenneth and Camilo, and everybody else so much. 877-500-5266. So I want to just mention one more time, you know, the value that you place on KBOO is very personal to you. Mm-hmm. So again, think about what that means to you.
Yes.
Maybe give an hourly wage, an hour's wage per month. So let's say you make $20 an hour. That would be great. I hope you do at least that much, if not more. Give us $20 a month if you can afford that. That would be terrific. If you can't afford that, pick a number that you can afford. Everybody can afford something. 877-500-5266.
I know something you can't afford.
You can't afford not to.
That's right. Absolutely. Yes. You hit the nail on the head.
That's right. Listen, we got to go. We got to wind up the hour here. But I want to thank everybody who's already become a member or gifted their membership or increased their membership. And there's still time for you to do the same. Thank you.
All right. Thank you all.
Thank you, Liz. Thank you all. Hey, thank you for listening to More Talk Radio.
Thank you for supporting More Talk Radio and
KBOO.
That's right, KBOO Portland, your community connection at 90.7 in the metro area, 104.3 in the south, and 91.9 in Points East. Everywhere else, it's KBOO.FM.
KBOO would like to give special thanks to our local community partners who have donated food to our volunteers today. Breakfast was provided by Bridges Cafe and Catering, located at 2716 Northeast MLK Jr. Boulevard. Bridges Cafe and Catering is a restaurant and catering company located in Northeast Portland on the corner of MLK Jr. and Northeast Knott Street. Their kitchen is about 75% organic, open daily. Lunch was provided by Flying Pie Pizzeria, located in Montevilla at 7804 Southeast Stark Street, open daily from lunch to dinner, serving a variety of pizzas. Dinner was provided by Bokeh Bowl, with two locations at 1028 Southeast Water Avenue and 1200 Northwest 18th Street at Northrop. Bokeh Bowl serves ramen of handmade noodles, unique slow simmer dashis, and more. For more information on how you can support KBOO, call 877-500-5266 or go to kboo.fm/give right now.